Each of you is having a good week, and it's good to see you all here this evening as we take a little bit of time to focus on the Word and worship our God together. There are so many amazing examples of faithful living in the Scriptures and also of those that demonstrate what not to do when we look at the pages of God's Word. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, takes us back in time to periods in the history of God's people that he says serve for us as admonition, as warnings about things to be cautious of, to be alert toward. And as God here through the Apostle Paul is speaking of the children of Israel who had come out of Egyptian bondage, who followed Christ, verse 4, he says in verse 5 then, but with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. So that refers to the fact that though God is taking them to the promised land, parts the Red Sea for them, feeds them with manna from heaven, gives them water from the rocks, when it comes time to go into the promised land and the spies spy out the land, they didn't believe, which is why 40 years they wander in the wilderness until that generation passed on. They died. And that's what he mentions here about their bodies being scattered in the wilderness. And then he says in verse 6, now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. He's warning about the desires of life, the various things that we can long for that will cause our minds to drift away from God and the proper perspective that we should have. These people, at various times when they were coming out of, on their way toward the promised land, they were so materialistically minded in the sense of thinking only of earthly needs and things while following the God who has all things in His hand and all power. And yet they're thinking things like, we wish we were back in Egypt. We had the flesh pots there, the leeks, the onions. And that's what they're thinking, these kinds of things. Lusting after, desiring various things in this life can really get you off track. It can be any sorts of material things that people in this life typically lose their focus for. And so you've got people that are focused on material gain, their pleasures, other earthly things that distract and eventually will destroy because people forget about God. They become ungrateful. And they do not serve and follow the rock, which is Jesus Christ. He says in verse 7, and do not become idolaters as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. This has reference to the occasion when Moses was on the mount receiving the law. He comes down. There's noise of commotion going on at the camp. What has happened? The golden calf has been built because the people say to Aaron, where's Moses? We don't know where this guy is. Make us a golden calf so we can bow down to it. And he complies. And so you have there this disposition of the people that is without restraint. When it says they sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, the word play there is not, you know, checkers. That's not what you have in mind. But it has to do with very inappropriate type of behavior that was of a sexual nature. And he goes on in verse 8 then, and that's where he says, nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. We live in a society, in a world that doesn't see the limitations of that which God has created us with, that sexual desire, and does not respect His boundaries. We've got a lot of young people, unfortunately, that fall prey to that mindset because that's all they know, that's all they've been taught, that's all they see on television. We have to be voices for truth away from this kind of self-destructive behavior. It's all around us. We can influence the young people whose lives we touch in the positive, proper fashion, but it's not just the young people. It's people of all ages who do not regard God's ways in terms of such things as this. And so we have to be examples of fidelity. We've got to be examples of being true and holy in our behavior when we're out here in the world. People know that we're Christians. We're not the kind of people who are flirtatious with the opposite sex. We're faithful even in regard with our eyes and what we look at, because we are the people of God. And these examples are showing us, look what happens when you go down that road. Nor, verse 9, let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Numerous times, Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, Numbers 14, verses 20 to 23, and Numbers 21, verses 4 and following, give examples of when the people tempted God. And one of those examples simply states that the people stated in regard to their need, well, is God among us? It's kind of like, are you here? You know, there's nothing being done. We're suffering here. Is God even here to help us? It's like testing God. That's the idea. And that was their attitude. And that kind of attitude led to destruction and judgment by God. He says, don't let us either, verse 10, complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. So the opposite of that would be filled with gratitude, thanksgiving toward God. Appreciate everything that God does for you. One of the most horrible things that the people did in terms of their complaining, on one occasion, they spoke of the manna that God provided them with, you know, that which He sustained them with. And they said, you know, we are so sick of this loathsome bread. That's what they called it. Murmuring, complaining, and when God provides, then after a while, we're sick of this stuff. That's their attitude. It's a mindset of lack of appreciation for God and a lack of reverence for Him who had called them and who was providing for them. And then look at verses 11 and 12. Now all these things happen to them as examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. So he's saying all of these things, and of course the Jews would have been familiar with these things, and some of these in Corinth who were of pagan backgrounds would have learned of the Jewish behavior in the past. And so, you know, this is something certainly that stands out as something to learn from. And he says here, Paul does, these were written for our admonition, to correct us, because we will frequently start demonstrating seeds of this behavior, this attitude of mind. Of course, for them, it had move far beyond the seed stage. It had borne fruit and had grown. It was evident in their lives, their behavior, their conduct, their actions, their words. Everything was contrary to God's will, but it begins in the heart. And he's saying, look at these things that they did and beware. And then in verse 12, notice, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. If we think that we are immune to these kinds of weaknesses, stumbling in the same way that people did so long ago, he says, be very cautious. Peter's an example of this. Lord, if everyone else denies you, I'll be true, I'll be faithful. He was self-confident. However, he denied the Lord three times just a short time later. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Satan is seeking our destruction. God, our salvation. Through His Word, He guides us, and this is why we have passages that take us back to mistakes, transgressions, and sins, and says to us, be on guard in your minds. When you go out here and interact with the world, realize how Satan tries to affect you, how he tries to bring you down, how he tries to use your desires to destroy you. He says, watch out and be very cautious. And then, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So, the reality is like all of these people, we will be subject to temptation. What God wants us to realize is that we don't have to choose the path they did. They were tempted and they yielded. They committed sin. And some of them died in that sin. Their souls are lost forever. However, God says, remember this, when you are tempted, it won't be something that you cannot overcome. It won't be something new, in fact, because temptations that we go through today are temptations that have always been the same nature, in other words. And then God promises the faithful God that we serve will never put you in a situation where your only option is yield to that temptation. God says to us, there's always a way out. There's always a path that we can take that will please God. That is the right thing to do. And that, He says, keep that in mind. Learn from the past. See what they did. Don't follow in their example, but know that from them you can learn something. That to be true to God, you must be watchful. They weren't. And God, your faithful Father, will make a little door there, and you can avoid the lion that is seeking to devour you. He will not succeed if we take the warnings and we also take the way of escape. Tonight, ask yourself if you have taken the way of escape that God reveals in His Word from the wages of your sins. The wages of sin, Paul said, is death. We don't have to die, though. There's a way to escape that fate through Jesus Christ. Believing on Him as the Son of God, turning away from our sins, confessing our faith in Him and being baptized with the blood of Jesus Christ in the act of baptism, immersion in water, washes away our sins, makes us a part of the family of God. We live with hope, gladness, joy every day. We even have examples of those who were suffering, but they were suffering for a good cause, for Christ. They were filled with joy. That's the mindset you can have as a Christian. But then you live faithfully each day, struggling through the hardships of life with the Lord helping you, with your Christian family to lean on as well. And in the end, you have eternal life. We sometimes drift. We sometimes succumb to temptation. We sometimes lose our focus. Tonight, if you're a child of God already, and you need to come home to the Father, need to be restored, we'll be happy to pray for you. If you need to come, won't you do that as we stand and sing?